Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.W. Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hoyt Wilhelm. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Hoyt Wilhelm. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnie Portocarrero. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Arnie Portocarrero. And now, play ball. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyd for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. There goes Woodling. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Robinson moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Robinson moves to third. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm bunts towards the mound. Porto Carrero fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. Minoso moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Arnie Porto Carrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porto Carrero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-0 in the game. Wilhelm strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball towards left. Niemann settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Niemann. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Portocarrero strikes out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power misplays the ball. That's an error on Power. Boyd moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie, who is chasing the ball. Niemann reaches third base with a triple. Boyd scores. Woodling goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Porter to Hunter covering second. The throw back to home, and Niemann is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power bunts in front of the plate. Ginsburg scoops up the ball and tags Power for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobie hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 2 in the game. Miranda strikes out. One out. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Portocarrero hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boyd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilhelm hits a line drive towards the mound. Portocarrero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann strikes out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power misplays the ball. That's an error on Power. Niemann moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 3 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 3 in the game. Miranda bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Arnie Porto Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porto Guerrero is 0 for 3 in the game. Porto Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilhelm hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Moran now playing shortstop. Woody Held now playing center field. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boyd hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Held who is chasing the ball. Boyd reaches third base with a triple. Jim Busby pinch runs for Bob Boyd. Ray Narlski now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Woodling is walked intentionally. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann is walked intentionally. Woodling moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 4 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby scores. Woodling moves to third. Niemann moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.